The sleeplessness is insidious. I used to sleep so soundly in your arms, wrapped up in you, our limbs tangled. I long for those nights before the nightmares, before I heard you screaming in your sleep, and the way that you would wake. I tried to comfort you, but you flinched. In that moment between the nightmare and waking up, you remembered. And then the glamour took effect. You love me again. It was occasionally at first, and the moon was full high in the sky. The moonlight would cast across your features, and then you would dream. You would realize, and you would scream, blood curdling screams that made my heart stop. You didn't remember. I made sure that you didn't remember, but soon it was every night. Nights of screaming. And I could feel our lives fraying at the edges, coming apart, the consequences of my actions. But now you sleep soundly, quietly, Belladonna. It's not drugging you, it's saving our marriage. I love you. You have no idea how much I love you. I always have. From the first moment I saw you. I wasn't looking for you. You were ordinary. You were just immortal. You didn't know of magic. You had no name, no bloodline. There's nothing special about you. Apart from everything, I saw you and I was bewitched. Bewitched in ways I had never felt before. And I knew I had to have you. I knew I needed you. My heart beat for you. My lungs breathed just to smell your scent. Skin longed for your touch. And so I did what I could to make myself irresistible. Glamours, potions. But you didn't even smile. Do you know how galling that was? a high-born witch. And you cast me off. Magic isn't just a tool. Magic is alive. Breathes, it feels. The first thing a witch learns to do is to feel its pulse. To reach out and but it is emotional. Magic doesn't like to be used, especially for selfish reasons. And that's why there are spells that you don't cast. You don't bend another to your will. You never practice magic with selfish intentions. Because in the end, it comes back at you. Magic is explosive. It smolders, it seethes, it grows angry and violent, and then the consequences. Oh, they are scarring, and we will burn. Our marriage, our love, the life we've created together will burn. But I didn't have a choice. I didn't have a choice. Like, I don't have a choice now. I have to dose you with the belladonna. I have to. Just so you can sleep. Just so I can sleep. Love spells are evil. You can kill a man with magic and live. Bend someone to your will. Make them love you. It's a death sentence. If the magic turning on you doesn't get you, the Witch's Council will. So I cast off my magic, or so I made it appear, because I fell in love with you and I wanted to be ordinary mortal. Witches are romantic sort. And they believe me. Because they could see how in love we were. Because I'm a very good witch. And it was a very, very good love spell. Took me years to craft. Took many bits of you. Blood, sweat, hair, dreams. I was dedicated because I love you, because for someone so ordinary, so wretchedly ordinary, you are special to me. So I watched you, followed you, fostered my love, even though you spurned me at ever. And then it was ready. I had weaved a spell so intricate that it took my breath away. The spell. I wish I could have shown the council. I could have shown my mother, my sisters. I wish they would have fallen to their knees. Such was the beauty of this spell. so tightly woven that there was no escape. The magic pulsed, and you could feel it. Even you could feel it. Those butterflies that you told me about. The way you felt. Weak. Sick to your stomach. The way you couldn't balance. It wasn't love. Such was its power that it affected you. A mortal with not a trace of magic in their blood. I've never met someone so ordinary. I think your blood is laced with iron. Magic just can't inhabit it. So the spell had to be dense. It had to be. It's not simply a love spell. It warps reality. And reality is stubborn. It doesn't want to change. But such was my focus. Such was my love. Such was my need. That I bent it to my will. And you fell in love with me. And in your eyes, I saw a mirror, and I think I felt you returned. And our life was wonderful. Our life was perfect, a joy. Sometimes I could see a question in your eyes. You couldn't quite remember when you fell in love. Sometimes I forgot, and I asked you what you loved about me. You looked blank, and then you got angry, and then you got violent, wrecking the furniture, punching the walls. Because you love me, it's not the spell. You love me. All it took was a push. A push to just make you notice me, to look at me, to actually see me. This isn't the spell. This isn't the spell. This is us. This is our love. I know that you love me. I know that The magic is, you love me. You love me. And the nightmares were just a sign of the spell grinding against your love for me, your real, honest, true love. And the spell, it, you love me. You love me, and this isn't the spell. The spell isn't causing your nightmares. You're not realizing that you've been tricked, been betrayed, you've been such treachery to steal yourself. Such trickery to turn you away from yourself. Such. is what they would say if they knew about the spell. And I can't unpick the spell. I can't find the threads. My spell, so beautiful, has become a mass of knots. And the knots are serpents, and they hiss and they bite. The magic is turning. Every night it takes more to lull you into slumber. Every night you grow stronger. Not the one I love, not the one I adore, the you before the spell. Feel the shadow of cold fury in you. Sometimes when you look at me, there's hatred. But that's the magic. It's the magic twisting your love for me. Because you love me. Because the spell had a purpose, but it's no longer needed. So the spell is jealous and bitter and evil and twisted and but it's okay. It's okay. Because I can fix everything. I will fix everything. The magic. I'm going to subdue it. I'm going to lock it down into a box. And it will bend to my will, just like you did when you fell in love with me. And you saw me. And our life began together. Every morning you look at me and say that I look tired. But the way you say it, it's like you've seen something ugly, something repulsive. And then you smile and say that you love me. The magic is affecting you. The magic is... Because you love me. You love me. I know you love me. We love each other. And because I love you, I will do what I have to save us. Love spells are evil and they are taboo, but there is darker magic. There is magic which... There is magic witches. There are no books, there are no spells, there are only rumors, myths. You asked me where the scars came from. Burning blood, a sacrifice. It's powerful, it's effective, it's what will save us. It is, but it's not enough. Burning my blood, it's not enough. I don't have enough to give because everything I have, everything I am, I give to you because I love you. I'm doing this for you, for us. A sacrifice needs to be made. A That girl you work with. The one you smile at. The one that you are so easy with. There's not the tension that is between us. You breathe her in. She loves you. And I can see a possibility. But that's the magic. That's the bitterness of the magic, because you love B. You would never look at another woman. You would never love another. It's the magic. It's the magic. It's the magic. But she loves you. And I can use that love. And I can use the love that burns in her blood. And I can burn all of her blood. And I can make this. I can make this. I can make this. It's just a little sacrifice. Just a small sacrifice. And that's all it will take. After I kill her, I won't have to. I won't practice. I won't need to. I will still this magic, which is bitter and twisted, a mass of writhing serpents slivering. My love, the things I do for you, the things you make me do, because you love me. You love me so much that the love spell is jealous. Because this isn't magic, this isn't the spell. It's not the spell, you love me. You love me like I love you. It just took time. But this magic is, I can feel it. I can feel, it's like a battle pig burning. And the belladonna is not enough, because though you do not scream, you still dream. And I'm going to kill her tonight. I'll dose you. A stronger dose than ever before. I will bind you to the house so you can't leave. I will burn a drop of blood in every doorway, in every window. And you will not leave. And I'll kill her. And blood magic will be strong enough to save us. I love you. And we have no secrets. I said it in our vows. I would never lie. I would never hide anything. And I never do. So while you sleep, this sleep of love, because I gave you the belladonna because I love you. I tell you everything. I tell you everything. There are no secrets. You might not remember in the morning, but you know. You know that I would do anything for you. I have rendered reality to my whims. To make you love me. No, to allow you to love me. And now I will kill to keep you. Because I love you. Oh, my darling. Painfully ordinary love. I love you so much. And I will do whatever I have to save our marriage. Let me touch you. You flinched. Good morning. Bad dreams. I don't know. No, I don't think you need to see the doctor about them. I think it's just, you know, you're stressed out. You just smile. When I mentioned work, you smiled. You used to smile at me like that. I love you too. I love you. Say it again. Nothing's wrong. You sound tired. That's all. Go and have a shower. It will help wash away the bad dreams. I'll make breakfast. When you said I love you, no, they weren't cold, they were burning with cold fury that I feel in the magic. I have to kill her. I have to kill her tonight because the consequences, they're here. I love you and I will save us. Because there's nothing you wouldn't do for the one you love.